Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The cause of the Egypt Air crash remains unknown, but as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, the possibility it could have been a terrorist act provides insight on airport security in Paris.
Aviation analysts say Egypt Air has a good safety record and its A320 was fairly new and in good condition. The plane's pilots also had a lot of experience. That led many analysts to speculate that the plane could have been brought down by a terrorist act. Soldiers and police are everywhere at Charles de Gaulle Airport. It's one of Europe's largest and a world hub. After last year's terrorist attacks in Paris, security was increased here. Flight 804 sat on the tarmac at Charles de Gaulle for just 90 minutes after arriving from Cairo and before taking off again. Aviation analysts say during such layovers, planes are refueled and their equipment verified, but they are not checked for explosive devices. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Oklahoma lawmakers have passed a first-of-its-kind bill that makes performing an abortion a felony. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports abortion rights groups plan to file suit if the governor allows it to become law.
Under the bill, doctors who perform an abortion could face 3 years in prison and lose their medical license. There are no exceptions for rape or incest, only the mother's life. Oklahoma lawmakers passed the measure with no debate. The only doctor in the Senate, a Republican, voted no, calling it insane. Abortion rights groups say the bill is unconstitutional, a direct violation of Roe v. Wade. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon has not said if she'll allow it to become law. Since 2011, she signed 18 abortion restrictions and waged a string of legal challenges against them. Courts have blocked every measure. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Pro golfer Phil Mickelson has reached a deal to forfeit nearly $1 million. The Securities and Exchange Commission says he earned it due to an insider trading scheme. According to the Securities Watchdog Group, a gambler received tips and business information about Dean Foods from a former director. Authorities say that information was subsequently passed on to Mickelson, who made a profitable stock trade. SEC Enforcement Director Andrew Saransky says the golfer is not being criminally charged.
When you make money that you're not entitled to, you shouldn't get to keep it. So in this case, we've charged him with that. We have not charged him with insider trading.
In a statement, Mickelson's management group says the golf pro had, quote, no desire to benefit from any transaction that the SEC sees as questionable. According to AAA, a combination of low gas prices and a recovering economy could translate into a summer of road trips for many American drivers. AAA says with fuel prices at their lowest levels in more than a decade, many Americans could have more cash in their pockets, and that's expected to translate into higher travel. AAA says it expects as many as 38 million people could travel over the long Memorial Day holiday weekend, the most since 2005. Stocks lost ground today. The Dow was down at 91 points to 17,435. This is NPR. A jury has found the owner of a Colorado movie theater not liable for the 2012 shooting that left 12 people dead and dozens of others injured. Six-member jury panel ruling that Cinemark movie chain could not have prevented James Holmes from entering the crowded theater wearing body armor and wielding multiple weapons. Several survivors and family members of those killed had sued the theater on the grounds that lack security enabled Holmes to carry out the killings. 17 top scientists and inventors were honored at the White House today. NPR Scott Horsley reports President Obama presented the researchers with national medals recognizing science and innovation.
The scientific honorees include Mary Claire King, who discovered a genetic risk factor for breast cancer, Nancy Ho, who invented a yeast-based system for making ethanol, and Mark Humayun, who developed an artificial retina that helps give sight to the blind. President Obama says he hopes to remind young people it's not just athletic prowess that deserves recognition.
We want the winners of science fairs. We want those who have invented the products and life-saving medicines and are engineering our future to be celebrated as well.
Obama also invited young people to send him suggestions of how the government can inspire the next generation of inventors. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Just days after announcing his retirement, CBS correspondent Morley Safer has died. Safer, who retired in what the network had termed declining health, was a mainstay on 60 Minutes for 46 years. The network had just paid tribute to his work on Sunday's program. Safer made his reputation as a correspondent during the Vietnam War. Morley Safer was 84 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.